Kindergarten Dab says the Vamas of Kumbays, we're getting on base, good test mouth, the beginning of the Gemara, me, Kakai Gabin, is there such a thing that you have a shoe on top of a shoe that you have this question? Which Tracy's been telling me, Tracy has to take a second look. He says, if we can say, wait a second, well, it's such a weird thing that you're asking such a question. What do you mean, the Pegway Mahamad Kashi, Evan Khun, the Vine Manab Shalash, the Gemara asked the following question, Balasa Khulda Bavasakas, if it swallows a weasel in one shot in the womb. And we have also an interesting question. Two wombs get attached one with the other, which are the science fiction type of questions. And the Gemara doesn't say, wait a second, is there such a thing? Tim Kane said, if there's a case, why is the Gemara asking, is there such a thing? Well, what, this is so bizarre that they have the Gemara to ask it and doesn't ask it in these science fiction type of cases. Let me read the says, of course, it's obviously the Gemara that this could be. And many times the Gemara is theoretical, which we see only in the applications now, many, many generations later. The question was, meaning, people don't usually wear two shoes one on top of the other. No, it is normal and it could happen. The would bring five pairs of shoes when he was going out. Next, I learned that you have to have intent. So what's the Gemara's question? I mean, the Tani actually comes to Shem Kachav, but the fact that it says until both of them have intent, Mashman sounds to be in Shanei to Shem Kachav and Chalitza. It sounds like we need to know that they're having intent for Chalitza. And he was saying that when she does, she takes off her shoes, we don't know for sure definitively. So that's the Gemara's question. Why would you think that's Chalitza if we don't know definitively? Next to Shemata, the begin with the words of the Gemara, sandal, a tough of a petition. Cutting a sandal that's stitched with linen. Which Tracy says that Rav, who he expounds that Tachash is precise. Svilik Rabban, the Pligar Ameya, the Pligar Kavakate, they disagree regarding the stump of the amputee, and they hold that it's not going to be kosher for Chalitza. And the reason is Mishum to be Tachash has to be like Tachash, like the Pasuk has to be leather. Ameya only requires something that's protective, and that could even be by this prosthetic that the amputee puts on. Kinnik says not to bring the Gemara, but Olcha Tachash. See, for the Pasuk, the nal has to be something made out of leather, like it says of an olcha, which is a lashon nal of tachash, which is like the hide of an animal. Now, I kind of remember in time, actually, from here, Ben Tam says, it's actually a minimal or behemoth, it has to be, there's a chalitza shoe has to be made out of the leather from a kosher animal, because the tachash is a kosher animal. So it says right there, that doesn't seem to be correct. That's not, that much we don't go. We definitely are including other things. Even now, I think more explained. I'm sure it's not going to be so particular. It has to be the kosher. It just has to be something like a leather, like the tachash animal, but it doesn't have to actually be kosher like the tachash. Next says, "Mata bin the Gemara, my al ragloi." What does it mean from on his foot? I mean, no shlufi. Obviously, it's not to put on the foot, but rather to take off. That's what I'm going to say. What do you mean? But it's from al. You can't be medag from al that to prove this point. You need ma'al hachshu shek lechalitza to validate that even the person's leg is valid for chalitza. I mean, like a man, even though there's no foot, which is what's on top of the foot. So maybe that's what me'al is coming to tell you. But Shlomo says, what you can say is, no, the mekinah, that would be the case. He would say, take it off from his foot. My me'al, Shlomo Tarti. Obviously, that you're learning out both. Where me'agloi, with the mem, would sound like taking it off. Because obviously putting it on is not from the foot. Now, saying me'al is telling you, yes, what's on top of the foot, which is the sheik. So therefore, you have both of them that are being learned out, and therefore, we do have a definitive proof that I mean shalufi taking off. Next test, not the beginning of the Gemara, the rather, or infer from this, come down, pili shalur, obviously the difference between what's masak, what's made out of leather, or it's made out of fabric. Now, the matzah lefluga with the da, or the missing, actually, we could have made the differentiation even in this case of the sack itself. We could have said, loyitalad, man pili shalur, a person cannot walk with a sack made out of leather, and that of garment would be permitted. But why did I pick regarding the one that's forbidden? The one of crocodile kisin, because they just pick what's common, the regular tab of crocodile, and that's just the one that normally people walk around with. So then we pick that, but you're right, the same would apply to the sock of leather, would also be forbidden. With the stump of the amputee, tame, it's a wonder. Because, okay, given the kosher, like, let's say, saying that this kavikite is valid to do chalitza with, if that's the case, obviously it's meant to be to walk with. As the Gemara explains later on, that's the only way you could do chalitza, if it's a shoe that's walked with. If that's the case, my little medrash like existence, then why isn't the non-habitum of medrash without cloths inside? If it's used for walking, so obviously it's meant to be leaned on, and therefore it should be mekabeltum without cloths. But some tests we can say is, they ain't also called kach lelucha. No, it's not used for walking so much, unless it has the cloths. Nikamakum roy lachlitz, but still it's fit to do chalitza with the legurim misan lebedz kachab misan bedin. It's not any less than the shoe that's used by the idol or that which is the one designated for the court. Like the mercy labor of kofgimel bez and nafkof dalid, where it could be used, but it's not usually used. So it won't be a sandal in the context of having to mezmedrus, but it'll still be considered enough of a sandal for the halacha of chalitza.